Allow yourself to get in a comfortable position. Then let your eyes close as you take a slow, deep breath. Just focus on the breath. Notice the feel of the air as it comes into your body. Notice the muscles in your chest and your shoulders each time you inhale. Just allow yourself to focus on what it feels like to breathe. Your shoulders might rise a little as you inhale, and your chest might expand. Imagine taking the breath deep into your lungs. Notice the movement of your muscles as you breathe. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your shoulders and your chest. Each time you exhale, you may feel the muscles in your shoulders relaxing. Your shoulders sinking, your arms feeling a little heavier. Notice your breath as you release it from your body. Notice the movement of the air as you slowly inhale and exhale. Allow yourself to drift and float, drift and float, and listen to the sound of my voice and what I say to you. Self-esteem is the way you feel about yourself. It is not how other people feel about you, but how you feel about yourself. You can choose how you feel about yourself by how you focus. When you focus on criticism or negative aspects of yourself, you can choose how you feel about yourself by how you focus. When you focus on criticism or negative aspects of yourself, you feel bad about yourself and have low self-esteem. When you choose to focus on the positive aspects of yourself, you have good self-esteem. Most people are not completely positive or completely negative, but are somewhere in between. Also, people can have high self-esteem in one area, such as work, but low self-esteem in another area, such as relationships. Self-esteem affects the quality of your life. A high self-esteem makes you feel productive, capable, lovable, happy. If you feel productive and capable, you're more likely to achieve things that you desire because you believe in your ability. Low self-esteem makes you feel unproductive, unhappy, incompetent, unlovable. Sometimes with low self-esteem, you may look outwardly happy, productive, or successful in your work. But inside you cringe and say to yourself, If people really knew me, they wouldn't like me, or they wouldn't approve of me. So you try to hide your flaws and mistakes for fear that people will see you as you really are. What a miserable way to live, to have to hide yourself from others for fear of rejection. How did you get this way? Let's look at how your experiences are stored in your brain. Think of an area of your brain containing all of the experiences you have had in your lifetime. That area is a storage facility of your experiences, but not of exactly what happened, but how you perceive those experiences and what you learned from them. For example, imagine that you grew up with an older brother calling you names such as stupid or idiot. From this experience, you might begin to think of yourself as stupid. Perhaps your brother didn't even mean this literally, but said it out of annoyance. But as a child, you couldn't help but believe an exact interpretation. Over time, you might come to believe, I am bad or worthless, or I can't ever do things right, or whatever that negative idea might be. As a result, the brain is often full of negative distortions from that childhood thinking, which is always concrete and literal. Check out that brain right now. Maybe you can sense or hear those messages that are there. They may not all be negative, but they are a product of the perceptions of childhood. In fact, let's take a trip into your past to look at some of those messages in more detail and to see how you can change your perceptions of yourself that are based upon those experiences. What we will do is take an imaginary train trip through the events of your life. You will be able to choose an event to examine in detail. When you do that, there are a few things to keep in mind. Although you can't change the events of your life, you can change your perception and interpretation of those events. You can allow yourself to feel accepting of yourself just the way you are, as you did in your special place. So let's say you made a simple mistake, such as giving the wrong answer in class. You can't change that event, but you can change your self-talk. Instead of saying, I'm so stupid, you can say, everybody makes mistakes. It doesn't make me stupid. At least I tried. Another thing to keep in mind as we take this trip is that when you choose an event to examine, start with simple events and more recent events. The more you listen to this, and as you gain more experience with this exercise, you can try more difficult, distressing, or even traumatic events. However, with those, sometimes it is best to plan out in advance what you want to say to yourself. Now let's take a trip into your past and look at those messages. Imagine that you're sitting in a compartment on a train, looking out the window. You are the only one sitting there, and you look around. Just as you did with your breathing, allow yourself to fully experience the compartment on the train. Allow yourself to notice how the compartment is furnished, the color of the walls, the pattern of the flooring. Notice the seat that you're in and what it feels like. You're going on a round trip into your past, all the way back to your birth, and then back to the present. As the train begins to move along and pick up speed, you're able to view the different scenes of your life through the window. You are fully in control. You can move quickly by experiences you don't want to examine yet, or you can slow down to get a better view of certain experiences. You control the speed of the train, or you can even stop if you wish to examine an event more carefully. You might want to get a look at the people in the scenes to understand them and yourself better. You might want to see them as human beings with human faults, limitations, and emotions. No one can be perfect, neither you, nor I, nor any of the people in those scenes. However, by understanding them better, you can come to understand yourself better. You can be more loving and accepting of yourself. When the train reaches berth, take a deep breath and get in touch with the innocence and goodness of the essence of yourself. When you were just born, you had not yet had any negative influences to impact your sense of self. You came into this world with only your innocence and a pure sense of self. Allow yourself to get in touch with that sense of self before you were influenced by anything or anyone. This essence of yourself is loving, accepting, and protective. It is your life energy. Allow yourself to get fully in touch with that part of yourself. Feel its strength and its protectiveness. Feel the energy of that pure sense of self wrapping you up in its protection. It will give you confidence and strength on the trip back through your life. It will help you examine the experiences of your life, having compassion for yourself and for others, and letting go of the criticism and self-blame. It will help you feel loving and understanding towards yourself as you view the experiences that shaped you. From birth, the train will head back on the return trip through the same scenery. However, on this return trip, you will be able to change your attitude towards these scenes if you wish. You cannot change the event itself, but you can change the way you think about it. You can stop the train, examine the event, and change your attitude. Because on that return trip, you are full of the life energy that helps you to be more confident and self-assured. Take the time you need for your return trip. Make it meaningful to you. When you are in a relaxed state, such as you are now, you have all the time you need, even if only a few moments of real time passes. Remember, you don't have to continue to accept any more of those negative messages from the past. You can leave them back there in the past. Take your time to examine whatever you need to, and to change the thoughts that you learned from that event. Remember that you are a good person. You are a person who desires to improve, to be happy, to have a fulfilling life. Just allow yourself to recognize the thinking that you learned from the past that you don't want to carry into your future. Recognize where it came from and that it is not truly or genuinely who you are. It is something you learned that you no longer wish to believe. Each time you listen to this, you may choose to visit a different aspect of your past and to change your attitudes and beliefs about yourself due to that event. As you look at your past experiences with more compassion for yourself and for others, you will be able to let go and to carry that different attitude with you into the present. Take as much time as you like to examine these experiences. When you are ready, you may slowly come to awareness. And whenever you wish, you may open your eyes, feeling refreshed and energized, ready to focus in a new way on your life, leaving those old distortions behind.